Right, so Josh Hodgson here from Carlton Radio. I'm here with Niall. So Niall, tell me what you thought of the game today, mate.
Well, I think we made a very good account of ourselves against probably one of the best teams we're going to play at all this year. I mean, the scoreline, 4-3, it's not bad against a Mansfield squad who did bring a lot of first-team players with him. But yeah, I think the best thing about our game today was probably the shape. Especially defensively. Obviously, we were out of possession a lot of the time, but they weren't able to break us down a lot. Some of their finishes were very, very clinical, and that's just the step up that they're at and where we're at the moment. So I think we played well overall.
How the defence, like you said, played very well. A few players Wayne's looking at. I know the right back Lawrence, I thought he had a cracking game. What did you reckon?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's been at Forest before. He's a very, very good player. I think this year we're a different side to what we were last year. I think especially we've kept a lot of players in, so we're all gelling again together, and I think it showed today. There's a bit of a team morale that obviously at the start of pre-season last year when no one knew each other, it's a bit different. As you say, Lawrence played very well today, got himself on the score sheet. And yeah, if we can sign players like that on a regular basis, then I don't see why we can't really be pressing a lot higher than what we achieved last year.
Do you reckon Lawrence got that goal then? Because I have,
well, from what I've been told,
Romain and others, that Kieran might have got some studs on there. And
I'm not sure who scored it then, but that's just who I was originally told, so that's why I'm just basing it on. but yeah.
What's Steggs had another chuffing cracking game today. Obviously he won an award at the end of last season. He made the cracking transition last season. He made another cracking save to turn what looked like a surefire goal over the bar. How reliant are you guys on him having a cracking game?
I think now that the original bit of pre-season, all the running is starting to die down a bit, I think we'll all start working together, and we'll probably work on, right, okay, where's his strengths in terms of distributing to find players. But when he's in goal, his shot stopping is second to none. So I think everyone's just got to work together, and if we're basing it from him forwards, then I don't see why we can't do a lot this season.
Curtis, who's obviously one of the guys Wayne's looking at currently, he put the first in for you.
Yeah.
What do you reckon to him? I personally felt he had a good game.
Yeah, solid finish, bottom corner. He can't really ask for much more. I mean, he's a young lad, so it would be helpful just to get him involved, see if he can progress, and it looks good in training, so I don't see why he can't be making the step up this year.
How do you feel about the opportunity, more importantly, of playing against, let's be honest, you guys compared to their league? They're in League 2, they had a cracking season last season, they've got, like you said, lads like Matt Green up front, who clinical finisher, you've got guys in the back as a county supporter, like we've spoken about Christian Pearce, who's played at Championship level and Premiership level, he's really highly thought of. What's it feel like to play against guys like that?
Well, obviously it's a really good experience for our lads. I thought that they were obviously very good at moving the ball about, kept on the floor a lot. Obviously Wall's done a great deal with the pitch, but when they've got that kind of quality, you've got to be wary of it. I thought we dealt with it very well today. I thought we got a lot of things right in terms of not just going out and pressing the ball and just doing doggies all day and trying to do things that we can't do, because these kind of teams will just tear you apart if that's the case. So I think the quality they've got, I think we dealt with it very well throughout the game. Obviously they showed what they've got in parts of the game, especially with the finishing, as I say. And at the back they did look quite solid. But I don't think we were out of our depth that much at all. I thought we played very well. And there's a lot to look forward to going onwards.
I haven't heard from Wayne yet. I'm supposed to be doing an interview with him soon, and this isn't to catch you out in any way. Has he let on to you what his expectations are for next season, and also what your personal ones?
I think for next season, Scott has laid down a lot of what he wants us to do. I think we're gonna have a set style of play, which I think target-wise, I think if we have a set style of play, then everything will just come with it. If everyone knows what they're doing, then I think that we can achieve for where we want to be. And I mean, for myself, I think for the team as a whole, I think this year coming onwards, we just need to carry on the way we ended last year. I mean, there's a lot of team morale going into the last few games and last season, and I think that's especially in the league we've got, having a tight unit of lads, that's what's gonna give you those odd results here and there. I mean, I think everyone's looking fit, everyone's enjoying themselves, but everyone put on a good show for themselves today. I don't think there was one player that really didn't make the cut. So I think as a whole, it's looking good going forward.
Let's be honest, what do you want position wise? Because for me, as obviously a Carlton supporter, I'd be happy with mid-table this season after last season. I think that's always a good build after being a team around that point. But then equally, I look at some of the guys and the team morale towards the end of last season, and I think could we go further than that?
I think for myself, I'd like to see us in the top 10. I'd like to see us in a single figure position. Obviously, end of last season showed what we were all about. And I don't see why if we... You know, last season, you can look at results and you think, right, we've lost it on 90th minute here, 90th minute there. And this league can be so tight. If we just turn that around and have the look the other way, there's no reason why we can't achieve what we want to achieve this year.
Obviously, you played against one of your ex-boys, Jason, today. I actually thought he's come on quite a bit. What did you think of his game?
Well, from what I was watching him... obviously we were playing a lot with Jason last year in 21s and moving into the first team. He's got sublime movement in and around the box, and he's just got his clinical finisher, even if it was with his head. As his dad said, he don't really score a lot with his head, but he looks a very good player, and he's only going to get better. So I don't see why he wouldn't be making leaps and bounds this season, maybe even getting some first team appearances in League 2. So all the best to him, really.
Do you reckon you'll be a surefire player for Carlton this season? Is your hope to be a solid first team starter all season?
I'd like to be. I'd love to be playing week in, week out, making sure. But at the end of the day, we've got a lot of players in the squad who are obviously we're all playing for shirts at the moment. And if we look in training, everyone's really, really putting it in. So as far as I'm concerned, I want to be there or thereabouts, and it's just all about putting the effort in. And if everyone's clicking and we've all got competition for places, it's only going to promote the team, whether I'm playing or whether I'm not. So that's just how it has to be, I think, this season.
So overall, you're looking forward to playing next season. Good opportunities. You're happy at the club?
Yeah. Very happy here. I think for the season coming up, I'm very excited for. We've obviously got a nice new training facility, and Walt's done a brilliant job with the pitch, so you can't complain. I think the team now, we've really got to sit down and have a look at what do we want to do as a group of players, and how we can make the club a lot better. And going forward, I think there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to achieve anything that Wayne wants this season or what we want as players. So it's all looking good at the moment, I think.
Let's be honest, we also... the state of the pitch towards the end of last season, it got a bit dire, especially after a very rough winter period. How much nicer is it to play on a pitch like this? I mean, this is the best I've seen the pitch in Yonks, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Walls done an absolutely brilliant job with the league and how many games we've got to play, and obviously the 21s playing. It's going to get cut up, but that's just how we then adapt to it. So, I mean, it was obviously absolutely dire at the end of last year. But I thought that's when we started to come into our own, because we dealt with the pitch. We set the style of play to fit the pitch. And if we do that accordingly, whilst it's good, and then if we can then make the transition from when it starts getting a bit run down during the winter period, then I don't see why we can't make this... why we wouldn't win a load of home games this year, especially. But yeah, we'll see. Have to see how we... see how Wolf treats it throughout the season, and we'll go from there, I think.
Well, no, it's a cracking game, not the win, but still a cracking result against a professional side, guys that play in week in, week out, guys that train professionally. You held your own. It's been cracking to talk to you, and congratulations.
Cheers, thank you.